Today's show is brought to you by Skillshare.com. At Skillshare.com, they have thousands of classes available, not just simply about business or job hunting, but lots of different classes on a host of different subjects. Almost anything you can think of, and they have one low price associated with your learning. They have classes about particular technologies you can learn, pottery, public speaking. I have a half dozen of my classes about job hunting there. Writing, photography, film, almost anything you can think of, they have Skillshare classes available. Now, if you use my link, thebiggamehunter.us/Skillshare, they'll offer a free trial and 30% off if you decide to join. There's a lot to learn, and Skillshare is a place where you can learn it. Now, let's get back to today's show. Episode 2130 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search, the OG of career and job search podcasting. This is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Welcome, the OG of job search podcasts. Wow. And I actually am. More than 10 years, more than 2,100 episodes. No show is close to this one. And for the longest time, I had the number two show, which I discontinued 2 years ago with over 800. And just thought to feel like too much work. Here, I'm doing my career coach office hours. I recorded this as a live stream on Friday. I have a number of questions that I answer for people. I'm happy to answer yours. Email me at thebiggamehunter@gmail.com, and in the subject line, put the phrase career coach office hours or something to that effect. This way I know what it's about. I can filter things like I did for these people. And now we'll be back in just one moment. Support for today's show comes from CareerFitter. CareerFitter is a site where they give you a 60-question test. It takes about 10 minutes. And out of that, they're going to give you recommendations basically for your ideal business environment, a team-building approach, career matches, work strengths, income potential based upon job matching, preferred communications methods, weaknesses that you may have, a whole host of things. They'll give you a free report. They have a premium report as well. Quality service recommended by Forbes, Psychology Today, and quite a few others. So use the link in the show notes. It will help you start to figure out some of the things you might consider with a new career. And if you hire me to coach you, I'll give you a little bit of a discount and reimburse you for some of the cost of the premium report, because it'll help us both with coaching. And now, let's get going. But I've got a bunch of questions for that I haven't been able to get to. So let me cover a couple of them here, okay? Should I personally know the person who could refer me to the hiring manager, since that person also has a chance to get a referral bonus? Probably I can request that from the people that I do not know. Well, I think what you're saying is, well, the first part's clear. Should I go to people who you know personally? That's always best. It is always best that someone who knows you, who can really attest to you, makes the recommendation. But that's going to be a finite universe. And depending where you are in the world, there's going to be a limited number of people that you know who are going to be able to make introductions, the hiring managers that are useful to you. So yes, you have to extend past that. And yes, often those people receive referral bonuses. What are they going to want to know from you? They're going to want to get a sense of your capabilities and may ask you questions to get clearer about that. And the reason is very simply, you're a reflection on them. And if you do badly on interviews, that makes them look bad. So don't be surprised if they ask you questions about your expertise, go into more detail, ask for a copy of the resume that they can submit, and a variety of other things that translate into a pre-interview to the real interview. Next question. what happens, what should I do when I call people directly or contact people directly? They say, please apply online. What should I do then? And there's a couple of ways to go about this, and I'll just start off with, I don't know what's happened in your conversation. It could be as simple as they don't really think you're any good or very useful, so they're sending you away to apply online. That is certainly a part of that. If you really are capable of doing the job and you have the right experience, and be honest with yourself, you're not fooling anyone if you're lying to yourself that you can do these jobs and you're not qualified. But if you are qualified, then you flip to them and say, look, I'm happy to do that. I just want to make sure that I have the right background for the role. And if it's the hiring manager that you're talking to, say, look, I'm happy to do that, but this is what my background is. And you go through a couple of things. Can we spend 5 minutes where I get a clearer idea of what you're looking for? Because I don't want to upload my resume and have it go into the black hole any more than you want to do that when you're looking for work. So just give me 5 minutes, please. And if they say, no, just go apply online, that sends a message that you're a commodity. Because if they're busy, they'll say, I'm busy right now. Could you call me back? And thus, what you're trying to do is to move them ahead of their stinking thinking and get them to talk to you. Next question. ZipRecruiter, when you can upload a resume or a cover letter to ZipRecruiter, you have to do it after you do the resume. Should I even bother? Now, with ZipRecruiter, it's after, it doesn't mean that it's going to be read after. So if that's what you want to do, if you want to submit a cover letter, do it. My preferred way when you're dealing with an applicant tracking system that wants you to upload a cover letter or suggests a cover letter and you don't really think it's going to be read, you make page one of your resume the cover letter. And the rest of the resume follows it. But the cover letter has to be special. And the special cover letter is what's called a T letter. Flush left are the skills and requirements of the position. Flush right is how long and how recently you've done that. And think in terms of the skills and requirements, and thus what you've made page one is keyword rich. And that gets you through the applicant tracking systems to demonstrate that you have a fit. Only put the ones that you have experience with. Don't put something like that you don't have experience with and then flush right zero. Don't do stuff like that. Just focus on the ones that you do have experience with and move from there. How long do you wait to reach back to a recruiter if you haven't heard from them? In my situation, I had a third round interview last Monday and haven't heard back from them about potential next steps or decisions that they may have made. But I also don't want to put pressure on them. Would you contact them already? Just send them a quick email saying, I haven't heard from you since my third interview last on Monday. Could you give me a sense of the timeline for next steps? Have you heard anything as of yet? What's going on? Bring me up to date. You are entitled to that. If you think that's putting pressure on, that's foolish. All you're doing is asking a question. And that's not pressure. They know how to push back if you're putting on pressure, and that's not pressure. If applying through the ATS doesn't work, why do I see percentages about getting an interview on Glassdoor of this one company saying applied online 54%, and then it has other categories for lesser amounts? That's real easy. And the reason is not everyone answers these questionnaires. And it's certainly possible with that one company, they are more effective applying online. But you know, it's called the black hole for a reason. You know that. And thus, if you think you can point to an exception and go, aha, see, you're wrong, I'm not wrong. Every other job hunter on the planet knows that applying for a job through the applicant tracking system takes a lot of time and energy and gets few results. You can go apply to that one company. That's great. But what about all the others? Do you want to keep applying to jobs? That's your choice. So I hope you found this helpful. I'll be back next week with more. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. If you've got questions for me, message me at thebiggamehunter@gmail.com. In the subject line, put something to the effect of "for career coach office hours," and I'll try and include you in next week's session. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition, you probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day. And most importantly, be great. Be great.